Your new book is Mindful Framing, Transform Your Anxiety into Vital Energy. I must admit, you kind of piqued my curiosity in the very first sentence on page one, where you invite the reader to learn how to observe your thoughts and create a new frame of mind. So, kind of walk us through, or give us an overview of what mindful framing is.
Yeah, before that, I'd like to talk about anxiety and stress.
Sure.
The vast majority of us have anxiety and stress. We multitask, we overthink. And even in marvelous places like Carbondale, which, by the way, I know because I lived in northern Illinois for about 8 years, you also have this impact of different situations that lead into chronic and persistent stress. So what I was thinking when I had a personal situation that led me to lots of anxiety, personal transformation, need to change the way I did things, was to start thinking about meditation that you probably have been hearing about, like everyone, but it's very difficult to do, because what you try to do there is to empty your mind of thoughts. Basically, you focus on the breath, or you focus on your body, or in a mantra, you repeat a word. And what happens is that our mind is used to think. So we practically generate 50,000 thoughts per day. And I thought, okay, I have to do also something to feed my mind. And that's when I developed mindful framing. Mindful framing is a practice of about 15 minutes every morning where you go through a number of visualizations or look using your imagination to see some scenes that I have developed. And when you do that, you have the following benefits. First, you reduce anxiety and stress and increase calmness and relaxation by connecting in your mind, and also physically if you want, with Mother Nature. Second, you increase the way you relate with yourself and others by harmonizing your emotions. You will start understanding better how you work in terms of personality and character. And finally, you have a better health by invigorating your organism and especially your immune system and how it relates to your nervous system and your endocrine system. I am a neurologist. I'm a neuroscientist. I've been working in immunology for over 30 years, and I think I can help.
Sure. What is the connection? I realize the brain is a complex thing, and it's connected to all aspects of our being, both, you know, especially physically, but also in many ways, emotionally. What is the kind of the tie? With the visualization type exercise as you describe, and how that, or how the body or the mind deals with the stress and anxiety? How does that work? How is that maybe different than some more traditional approaches or other approaches?
Okay, let me start with what you are thinking about with traditional approaches, because the way people cope with stress and anxiety is by entertaining the mind or using sometimes drugs or using food or different ways to practically distract all the issues and all the triggers of anxiety that we have. We forget that our body is a top-notch hospital. It has a massive amount of medications, chemicals, that are much better than any pharmacy you can imagine anywhere in the world. And we can trigger and use those chemicals, which are neurohormones, neurotransmitters, actual hormones, and they impact each and every of our over 50 trillion cells in our body. So why I am saying, and I'm not the only one, everyone has been talking about the mind-body connection for decades, and this is something that comes also from ancestral medical practices, Ayurvedic practice, which is from the Indian Hindu tradition, or also Chinese medicine, and everywhere, mostly in the Eastern world. So what I'm just helping the society to do is to spend some time being and going directly into the activation of those chemicals. And how you do that? First, you need to find 15 minutes, and this is what I'm just asking for every morning, where you just think, and you get rid of your smartphones, and you get rid of the news, I'm sorry for that, and also avoid everything that distracts your mind. It seems easy, but it's not easy to do. When you self-reflect, when you spend time with yourself and with your thoughts, or follow the five visualization scenes that I propose, your body automatically is going to start finding the balance. You're going to find a balance first between the three different brains that we have. We have the neocortex, which is the one that generates most of our thoughts when you interact with the outer world. We have the limbic system, which is the emotional brain, which is the one that creates emotions and feelings in relation with what happens to you. And then we have what is called the reptilian brain, which, again, is the one that reptiles have and all beings in the world. And this is the one that makes all these reactions on its own, autonomous reaction that lead to stress and lead to all these feelings, palpitations, and sensations of uneasiness, repetitive thoughts. So we have to balance. When all these three types of brains are in balance, then you also balance automatically those chemicals that I mentioned a moment ago. And that's what produces this relaxation response. Because what happens is that we are in a continuous situation of fight or flight. And these are, and there are a number of hormones secreted, especially cortisol and adrenaline, and those are the ones that produce all these issues, leading even to very serious diseases like cancer, chronic infections, autoimmunity. And I know that because I spent part of the time in Illinois working on a type of cells in our body called the T cells. These are a type of white blood cells that defend us from external pathogens. And these cells have antennas that really receive all the information of everything that is going around in your blood. I mean, and you have to take care of that, too.
Yeah, it's interesting how you describe the leveraging your senses. It reminds me of a voice and movement course I had to take in college, where the instructor had us to get us centered. We had to visualize a favorite place and walking through that place and noticing and interacting with the environment around us. And it's a technique I still use to this day, 30 years later, to kind of settle and recover from the hectic broadcast day. What is it about the mind and body connection that seems so strong, but maybe for some of us is rooted in more mystery than fact?
I think that's because it's a real mystery. And we are just at the beginning, just scratching the surface of what happens with our mind and our body and how they are connected. Everyone has been talking about this mind-body connection. But guess what? I'm bringing a third element there. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly in line with what you just said. Nature. When you, and you just mentioned how important it is for you to start thinking about your favorite places and so on, this is a big element in my book and the way I think that we should cope and balance our lives. And what I call, and I'm going to introduce a new concept here, the Neo-Chi lifestyle, N-E-O, and the N is nature. So it's not only about our emotions and organisms, so mind and body, it's about nature. And I provide a recipe of how to learn how to interact with nature. Because what happens is that when people say, okay, I'm going on vacation, I'm going to Hawaii, or anywhere, what happens? That the people are stuck with their smartphones and laptop, and they continue interacting with their brain and with their issues. No. I think we have to connect with nature. We have to really find a way to use, for instance, well, and you mentioned a moment ago, our five senses. The problem is that the predominant sense in our lives is vision. But we also need to pay attention and train our touch, our taste, smell, and sound. And part of the practice is one of the five C's that I mentioned in this visualization practice is just about that. It's about enhancing and learning how to use those five senses. The next scene is going through your favorite landscape and start thinking about how you interact with nature. And I also describe five elements of Ayurvedic medicine that help also see how we are connected with nature. So we are not in nature, we are part of nature. And thus, when I speak about earth, fire, water, air, and ether, and this is what practically makes us be, again, part of nature.
Mm-hmm. I think I read somewhere, I don't remember if it was in the book or in some of the materials related to the book, that you had mentioned that you gave yourself your own prescription of something to the effect of let it be, let it go, and less is more. That seems so simple to do. Well, it seems so simple, but maybe difficult to do.
It's absolutely difficult to do, I agree, but it can be done step by step. We have too much going on in our lives. I had what we can call high-functioning anxiety. That means that many of us don't even notice that we have anxiety because we have a busy agenda, because we have lots of thoughts, because our life seems fulfilled. We have so much to do that we don't even think that we are under an incredible pressure. Not us, but each of those 50 trillion cells, they are suffering. People age faster. People have difficulty in relationships with others. People get nasty diseases. So when I say let go, it's indeed let go and do less and have an easier life. For instance, I'm originally from Spain. I spent many years also in Germany. And in Germany and in Spain, there are weekends. So when you have a Saturday and a Sunday, you indeed relax. You do less. You don't go shopping because, among other things, malls are closed, the majority of them. Now they were changing too. But things like that, and people go out and go to nature. So that's doing less. So you have to find a way to really enjoy nature. I would say just go for a walk every day. I have been practicing that for a long time, and now I am at the 5 mile walk per day. When to do that, and I also have a full-time job, means that I don't watch TV. I don't watch the news because I don't have time. Either I walk or I watch those shows. So you see, you have to replace things. You have to do new things. You have to do less.
Well, Doctor, it's certainly been a pleasure, and just literally an eye opening approach that you take to health and helping us better deal with stress and anxiety. Mindful framing to transform your anxiety into vital energy. Doctor, how can folks find out more? Is it available to all the usual places? Where can they go?
Yes, the book is available as an electronic format in Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and also as a physical book in Amazon, too.
Terrific.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Sure.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.